when the libs attack something, that is always, almost always, a sign to you that perhaps there's adversity marketing happening here. Because it is designed to elicit emotions of anger, disgust, righteousness, even, I would say, empathy. Those poor people spent all that time making a movie, and now they're calling it a QAnon movie, and that's just not right. I'm going to support that movie. All right, maybe a bad example. But Jason Aldean, nobody cares about this song. It's not even that good. Jason Aldean is kind of a garbage modern country guy anyway. I don't know. Is this adversity marketing?
It's so obvious. They only have certain words they always say. Mm-hmm. That is it. You can have a car crash, a song about a car crash, and they go, we need a statement. Racist! Sexist! They hate black people! Did we get... Is anyone buy that? Is that yeah. You saw this... I listened to the song. I watched the video. There's not... What baffles my mind is, okay, you can burn the place down. You can drag innocent elderly women out of a car and beat them, kick them. You can light churches on fire, but just don't write no songs about it.
Exactly.
Now you're crossing the racial tension line.
Exactly.
This song by Jason Aldean has taken the world by storm, precisely because it has been canceled, so-called. And so others have joined in, other artists have joined in. And Jason Aldean's song is about try that in a small town. He's talking about Antifa and all these other thugs. If you try doing any of those things that comedian on Fox News was describing... By the way, why do they constantly just have comedians on Fox News now? I guess it's apropos because the world is so absurd that the only rational response is to just mock everything, laugh at it. That is the underlying philosophy of The Rundown. The Rundown exists primarily to just mock evil because evil is so prevalent and it hates to be mocked. Evil hates to be mocked. Of all the things that I ever did to church militant, you know, exposing their lies and, you know, and their fraud and pointing out that, you know, they have committed tax fraud and that they're thugs and blackmail and extortion and all these things, possible other federal crimes. Of all the things that I did to them that they absolutely despised, it was just me mocking them, just laughing at them. Just not taking them seriously, even as they were trying to destroy my life, even as they were suing and in the discovery process, asking for my bank account information. Yeah, sure. Here's my bank account information. Like, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it, you crazy psychos? Oh, you want to depose my wife now? Okay, yeah, the homeschooling Catholic mother who doesn't know anything about what I do. Yeah, okay, good idea. Yeah, I'm so scared that you're going to depose. In fact, you know, Mrs. RTF should have been deposed. She should have been made to get on Zoom or go to Detroit and go under oath. Christine Niles would have benefited from exposure to a real Catholic woman, a woman who knows her duties and her place. Anyway, evil hates to be exposed, but even worse than being exposed, it hates to be mocked. So I guess that's why they do have all of these comedians on Fox News every day now. I mean, what's the guy's name? He's like Red Eye. He used to have a show called Red Eye, and now they put him into prime time. He's just a comedian. He's not a journalist. He's not really a commentator. He has really funny jokes, I think, or at least, you know, I mean, reasonably funny, considering the fact that he writes them every single day. I mean, you know, it's pretty tough. So is there really a difference now between late night television, let's say, late night, whatever, variety shows, and Fox News. There's almost no difference between the two. I guess we need to just laugh about reality. But anyway, back to Al Dean. The song is garbage. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Look, I'm Trump. I just cited my three sources. You know it. I know it. We all know it. So let's just move on from Jason Al Dean. Now, the thing is that this is adversity marketing 101. I am watching it happen in real time. I'm the one laughing. I am the one mocking this whole thing, because the left doesn't give two hoots about this song, Try That in a Small Town. Nobody's actually offended by it. Nobody actually cares. I can assure you of that. I would put my hand on the Holy Scriptures and I would testify to you that nobody actually cares about Try That in a Small Town. This is not about Jason Aldean's song. What it's about is getting you convinced that somebody does care. Convincing you that Jason Aldean's song is the definition of right-wing extremism. This is alt-right. This is as fringe as it gets. Try that in a small town. What are y'all trying to say, that you're gonna shoot back when we shoot at you? How dare you, you racist. In other words, this is the left trying to redefine the game. This is the Overton window shifting. Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town, they're trying to convince you that if you just listen to the song, if you just support that song, you're doing something. You're doing something productive. You might even be a reactionary, a counter-revolutionary. You might even be a member of the alt-right. You're certainly suspect of racism. That is the fringe right now. Listening to a pop country song. Highly produced, plastic feeling song by Jason Aldean. Again, not the world's most famous nor most talented pop country artist. But if you just support the song, if you download it on iTunes and give Apple a cut, if you watch it on YouTube and give YouTube their revenue share, you're doing something right. You're doing something for the right. You're part of the right-wing movement. You are finally standing up to those liberals. We're going to make those liberals pay. We're going to make them suffer. And the way that we're going to do that is we're going to listen to this song that they told us they don't want us to listen to no more. That's right, because I am fed up. I'm done. I am all done with these liberals. I'm fed up, y'all. I'm not taking their crap no more. I'm going to listen to that song. Wow, good for you. Way to fall into the trap that they have set for you. Liberals, conservatives, same thing. Classical liberals, both of them, competing for the title of classical liberal. Liberals and conservatives today, in the American sense, are just doing to Jason Aldean's song what is called adversity marketing. They're making it seem like there's a lot of political will stacked up against the song. The song is going through a period of adversity. It's under attack. They want you to believe that it's under attack. They want you to support the song because that is the new definition of being a conservative.